The European Union's anti-terror chief says hundreds of Europeans are fighting against the Syrian government. Gilles de Kerckhoff has told British media that about 500 Europeans are now fighting alongside foreign-backed insurgents in Syria. He's warned that these men will be a serious threat to their home countries when they return. The Syrian army clears more towns and villages of the foreign-backed armed militants in the Homs countryside. The army has cleared 12 towns and villages so far. The army is closing in on Al-Ghusair. The western city is one of the main strongholds of the insurgents. At least 82 people have been killed and over 600 others injured after a building collapses in the Bangladeshi capital. The eight-story block housing garment factories and a shopping center collapsed on the outskirts of Dhaka. Firefighters and army personnel are working to rescue people trapped inside. In Pakistan, a bomb attack injures at least 13 people in the southwestern city of Quetta, the provincial capital of Baluchistan. The bomb injured passersby near a Shia mosque. Police say the target of the attack is not yet clear. No one has claimed responsibility for the bombing. Staffing cuts among U.S. air traffic controllers are causing major flight delays in the states. The Federal Aviation Administration says the 1,200 flights were delayed as a result of staffing shortages on Monday. U.S. officials warn more delays are yet to come as the furloughs hit their third day. At least two men have been killed in a shooting in the U.S. state of Louisiana. Police have found the bodies in the Mid-City neighborhood in New Orleans. An eight-year-old boy was also shot in the stomach and arm. Witnesses say they saw two men fleeing the scene of the shooting. Iran says thousands of nuclear warheads in the U.S. and around Europe pose a direct threat to humanity. Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency says conducting a subcritical nuclear experiment by the U.S. last December was in violation of Washington's international obligations. In France, anti-gay marriage protests turned violent outside the parliament building in Paris. The demonstrators were angry at France's National Assembly for legalizing same-sex marriage and adoptions by gay couples. The socialist majority assembly passed the controversial bill on Tuesday.